This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hong Kongers voting this Sunday in a local election widely seen as a de facto referendum on pro-democracy protest. Pro-democracy forces hope for a big win, as VOA's Bill Gallo reports from Hong Kong.
This is Hong Kong's first election since anti-government protests began 5 months ago. If long lines outside polling stations are any indication, many Hong Kongers are eager to express their opinion. This voter, Mr. Ma, says he sees the elections as an extension of the protest movement. He says he wants to see a big change. Another voter, Ms. Kwok, says local political offices have been dominated by pro-establishment candidates for years. She says she wants more Democrats in office. Voters are electing district council members, which actually don't have much power. The outcome, though, will be seen as an important measure of public opinion. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Hong Kong.
And according to Reuters, Iraqi security forces have killed at least two protesters and wounded over 70 near Basra, according to police and medics. U.S. President Donald Trump has indicated that peace negotiations with the Taliban insurgency in Afghanistan are back on track, and he vowed again to withdraw American troops from the country. Mr. Trump's remarks on Fox News followed Monday's successful prisoner swap that freed an American and an Australian professor in exchange for the release of three high-ranking insurgent prisoners by the U.S.-backed Afghan government. Additionally, the Taliban said that they released 10 Afghan soldiers as a goodwill gesture. It was widely thought that the release of American Kevin King and Australian Timothy Weeks, who had been held hostage since August of 2016, could lead to a resumption.